Good evening. I am humbled. I'm very humbled to be here. I have not been here in a year and a half, and that's too long. I thought whenever I was called to pastor that I would be able to come and go as I please. You know, you can get somebody to fill in for you and go where you need to go, and that has not been the case so far. Anyway, I'm very thankful to be here. Open with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 3. Dad told me this would be a scripture reading devotional, so I'm going to try to get right to the point. I titled this, The Message of Scripture. The message of Scripture. There's a message in this book. People hold this book, they read this book, and there are stories in this book, and they have Noah's Ark, and they decorate their nurseries with it, and all that kind of stuff. But there is a message in this book. And there's only one message in this book. It is the exact same message cover to cover. One message. I want us to see what this one message is through the story of Samuel. There was a man named Elkanah, and he had two wives, and one of them couldn't have children. Her name was Hannah. And she was grieved. We know the story, don't we? She was grieved. And she cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, if you would give me a son, I would lend him to you all the days of his life. And he heard her prayer and he gave her a son. And she called his name Samuel and lent him to the Lord. And verse 1 in chapter 3 says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. He was the priest. The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. What did he do? He didn't preach. He was a child. What did he do? My guess is he swept the floor and he took out the trash. And what a help to Eli that was. And I know firsthand what a help God's people can be in this ministry. And I'm so thankful. I thank God for the heart that He gives His people to help in His ministry. Every single work for the cause of Christ is a vital work in the cause of Christ. Every single one. He said, if you bring a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, I thank you for this. Some men don't drink the water, but I do. And I thank you for this. I really do. But we're about to see that none of those works play any role in salvation. They're good. They're very good. But they don't have anything to do with salvation. There is one thing that saves. One thing. Verse 1 says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. It was rare. That's what it means. It was rare. Just like it is today. It's so rare. When the Lord brings people to Kingsport, one of the things that they say is, I can't get over how much of the actual Bible we read. It's just rare. Totally rare. It's so hard to go into a place and hear the Word of God, nothing added to it, nothing taken from it. It's just rare. Verse 1 says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision, just like today. No open vision. All we have is His word. That's all we have. All we need is His word. That's all we need. That's all we need. We don't have to add anything to it. We don't have to entertain on top of it. All we need is His Word. This is the Word of Christ Himself. It's not the word of Samuel, and it's not the word of Moses, and it's not the word of David. This is the word of Christ Himself. Verse 2 says, "And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down." Now, Eli didn't hear this voice. This was an individual thing. And I don't know if the Lord spoke out loud or if He just spoke to his heart, but I will tell you this. It was so real to Samuel, he got up out of his bed and he went to Eli. That's how real it was. When God starts working on the heart of the sinner, when God moves through His Word and He starts speaking through His Word, that sinner does not fully understand what he's hearing. But his heart gets up and starts seeking that voice. He becomes a seeker every time. A sinner becomes a seeker every single time. Verse 6 says, "And the Lord called yet again." We have a very merciful God. You know that? He is so kind that He would call again. That He would call again. Today and tomorrow and tonight, that He would call again. Great is His faithfulness. We have a faithful God. Thank God for that. Verse 6 says, "And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again." When the voice of God calls the child of God, He sends that child to the servant of God. That's what happens. When that voice calls, that sinner runs to the servant of God. And that child hears that true servant say, I didn't call you. Wait on the Lord. That's what he says. He doesn't stand up there and say, now I'm going to put out a call for everybody to come down here. He says, I didn't call you. Behold the Lamb. Don't do. Sit and wait. Just wait. Verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." The fact that his mother lent him to the Lord, it didn't do anything for him spiritually. It didn't save his soul. And we're about to see the importance of having our children under the hearing of the gospel, where God's messenger is and where he said he would put his name. It is vital that we bring our children to that place, that we lend them to that place. But just the fact that she lent him, that didn't do anything for his soul. That didn't save him. And just because he spent his life from the time he was weaned, she brought him to Eli. And he grew up there. And just because he spent his life working on a building for his Lord, that didn't do anything for his soul. Nothing. Verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." Now, he clearly was religious. He had to be religious. He worked in the church. He ministered before the Lord. He had to know something about God. He had to have heard the name God. People brought sacrifices to that place. And he helped Eli with whatever he needed done. So clearly he was religious. But here's the fact of the matter. Verse 7 says, the end of verse 7 says, the word of the Lord was not yet revealed unto him. It wasn't revealed unto him. And a man can work all he wants to, but until God moves, there is no salvation. There's just no salvation. Verse 8 says, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And that is a wonderful thing to perceive. Something starts changing. Vocabulary starts changing. Something changes. And you hear him speak and say, did you hear that? I think the Lord might be working on him. And I hope one day I get to perceive that in my own two children. That's my prayer. I want to perceive that. Others can always perceive it. They can. Verse 9 says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel. Now God has brought his child to his servant. And God is about to cross the path of his child with the message of Scripture. That's what's about to happen. This is the way that our God has purposed to save sinners every single time. Every single time. It's through the message of Scripture. The one and only message of Scripture, and His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For by grace are you saved through faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing this word right here. The message of Scripture. Verse 9 says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel. Now he's about to give him a 5-point message. Samuel's about to hear a 5-point message. Point number 1. Verse 9. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. Go lie down. Isn't that what we always hear first? Go lie down. Take your place as a sinner. Take your place as a sinner. The message of Scripture says God is no respecter of persons. All flesh is grass. Go lie down. That sounds like you're starting to treat me like a dog. Truth, Lord. Truth. Go lie down. Get in your place. You're a sinner, and I'm a sinner. And do you know what we must do? We must bend this knee. That's what we must do. We must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We must kiss the Son lest He be angry. That's what we must do. He must increase, we must decrease. Go lie down. Go lie down. Aren't you so thankful that that's not where the message of Scripture stops? Point number 2 in Eli's message. Verse 9 says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be. Now it's true, we're all sinners. We are all sinners. But Christ came to save sinners, and it shall be. It shall be. He shall not fail. Christ died on that cross to save His own, didn't He? Did He do it? Did He do it? Did He accomplish the work He was sent to do? He said, I will, you shall. And it shall be. It shall be. You believe that? What proof do you have? The Word of God. Standing on the promises. The foundation of the message of Scripture is He shall. He shall. Go lie down. God is sovereign. That's what it means. God is sovereign. It is finished. That's what it means. Your warfare is accomplished. Salvation is secure. Go lie down. Point number 3. Verse 9. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee. If he call thee. That's the truth of salvation. If he call thee. People think they're making decisions for Jesus, don't they? And they think that they're giving their heart, and they think they're dedicating, and they think they're rededicating. And they think they're taking the second step so he doesn't have to. They're saving him a step. But here's the truth of salvation. If he call thee. You mean to tell me it's all in his hands? And I have no say in the matter? Yeah. If he call thee. There was a couple of months back, I was listening to sermon audio to a message by Brother Henry. We all do, don't we? And it was 30 years ago, and he was a Sunday night message, and he had just heard a story that morning, and he was repeating it that night. One of the little girls there in Ashland, their family would sit on Sunday morning and listen to the television broadcast. He was on TV Sunday morning. And their whole family would sit there and listen to that broadcast. And Brother Henry said, like he did many times, and we all say, he asked the question, now did I choose God or did God choose me? And that little girl looked up at her mom and said, anybody knows that. What a blessing. Anybody doesn't know that. And her mother asked her right then and there, well, what's the right answer? And she said, God chose me. And her mom said, well, why did God have to choose us? She said, because we're dirty, rotten scoundrels. Go lie down, dirty, rotten scoundrel. Go lie down. It shall be, if he call thee. If he called thee. Point number 4. Verse 9. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say. I'll tell you this. If he call thee, thou shalt say. You shalt. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is no choice in this matter. Aren't you so glad for that? If we all had a choice, none of us would be here. No choice in the matter. I hear his call. Am I going to accept it or am I going to reject it? Thankfully, I have no choice in the matter. No choice. David said, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. No choice in the matter. A sinner is going to respond. A sinner is going to respond to the call of grace. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I call them by name. He said, Samuel. I remember there was sometime over who knows how many years, at some point, he said, Gabe. I want to hear that tonight, right after this. I want, through this word, I want him to say, Gabe. I am. Point number 5. Verse 9. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You have opened my ears. You've done something to me. I hear you. I hear your voice through your word. I hear your voice through your word. Speak to me, Lord. All that a child of God wants to hear is his Lord speak. I mean, that's all we want. That's the only reason we're all here. That's the only reason we are all here, in hopes that at least two of us or three of us are truly gathered in his name, and that he will meet inside these paneled walls and speak to us. That's all we want. Lord, speak. Lord, Jehovah, God Almighty, thy servant heareth. Does he need a servant for anything? No, but that's all we want to be. That's all we want to be, is his servant. Well, that was Eli's message. Here is Samuel's response. The end of verse 9 says, so Samuel went and lay down in his place. He rested. He obeyed. He rested. Samuel, there's no work to be done. Rest. God is sovereign. Rest. If he called you, Samuel, then it means he justified you with his own blood. And if he justified you, then it means he's going to glorify you. Rest. Just rest. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, verse 10 says, and the Lord came. His promise shall not fail. It won't fail. Just like he came the first time, he's coming again, isn't he? Just rest. Go lie down. It shall be. Just rest. All right, I pray the Lord will bless that.